obviously, if the risk profile in the UK drops on Ian Aber, and obviously we've got to remember we're right by the northwest of England, which is still struggling in many respects to control the virus, we'll make decisions around that. And there is due to be a borders roadmap published later this week, I hope, where the public will be able to see the various different stages in our Stay Safe document as to how we plan to slowly but surely release the borders over time.
What about flights to Northern Ireland and the Republic?
So obviously we've got to look at this from a commercial point of view for the airlines. At the moment, with border restrictions and limited passenger numbers, it's around whether or not it's commercially viable for the airlines to do so. If the airlines came forward with proposals to do so, there'd be nothing to stop them. But I think from a commercial airline point of view, there perhaps isn't that commerciality yet for them to be willing to reintroduce flights direct to the Republic of Ireland.
So here's the million-dollar question. When will the borders open?
Well, like I say, Andy, there's a roadmap being published later this week, and I'm not going to steal the thunder of the roadmap document. You're going to have to wait and see that. And there is a set of criteria against that. As I said, we're not going to go, as with most of the things we've done, we're not going to go from borders closed to borders open. It'll be a phased approach based on what's happening in the UK. And in relation to that question, I need to make absolutely clear there is no intention of going straight to open borders. I don't think that would be sensible with the situation in our near neighbours at the moment, and I think that would be a great risk to the island. It'll be a staged approach, and from the roadmap document people will be able to see the criteria as to what we will do at each stage and what criteria the UK would need to be at for us to do that.